This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer. And once again, we get these extraordinary guests. Some are in a social silo that some of us may not be familiar with, but I think James Maslow is, because Melanie Wilken is an incredible actress, dancer, performer, a content creator, and her social silo is in the millions, although the middle-aged mutant turtles over here probably have never seen some of her stuff. I've been blessed.
Am I middle-aged yet?
Yes, you are. 40-something is middle-aged, okay. Buddy.
That offended you more than the mutant turtle part?
Yeah, that's right, the middle-aged.
I'm the mutant turtle, but...
I was all happy so he said I was middle-aged. I was like, oh, really good. I was like, I'm young now.
Oh, you
don't feel it.
Exactly. Well, when you have younger daughters who have... you know, great following, meaning that they pick people that are in a frequency. This neighborhood that we're in, Melanie popped up and I just fell in love with what she does because she expresses genius, the expression of God. Melanie, thank you for joining us on Office Hours.
Thank you so much for having me and thank you for your kind words. I'm so excited to be here.
Her energy is amazing, even through the screen, right? You guys, we get to see people, and it's just like, whether it's Dr. Eric George or Darren Prince, everyone has a frequency or an energy, but not everybody can capture it and amplify it. And you and your sister have been able to do that with the biggest names in entertainment, like a James Maslow, whether it was Iggy or Bruno Mars. You've been doing what you do for a long time. When did you decide to amplify your brilliance, your genius, so that we could share you with the world and create this community of people that really resonate with what you do?
Yeah, you know, I started dancing when I was 2 years old, so I don't really know how much dancing I was actually doing. I was probably just running around a room in ballet slippers. But as I got older, I knew it was my passion. It brought me joy. I couldn't think of anything else that I wanted to do. So when I was actually 17 years old, I finished high school online and moved out to California to dance professionally in the commercial space as backup dancer, music videos, all that. And with that, social media was kind of starting to come to the front lines. I was using it as, you know, just to keep in touch with friends, family. And then a friend of my sister and mine, like, you know what, you guys should start putting your dance videos online on, you know, Instagram. And at the time it was Musical.ly, now known as TikTok. And you know, we're like, you know, maybe we should try this. And it just totally took over. And it was a new passion, a new love I didn't know even existed. You know, dancing on the internet, how would you think I could make a career out of that? But it has been such a beautiful journey and being able to work with brands I could only dream of working with while still having the commercial dance career on, you know, still doing that at the same time, but really focusing in on social media because you know, the audience is so much broader, you know, and I think the uniqueness of social media is that you can actually be yourself as a backup dancer. You know, the best you can be is a backup dancer. And that's amazing. I still do it. I still love it. I love dancing on stage. But having a social media presence, I am hired as myself and I can be my own personality and share that with the world. And it's just, yeah, something I didn't even know existed. And here I am today and couldn't imagine my life any different. It's just been an amazing journey.
Wow. Well, you've obviously been doing this for a long time and at an incredibly high level. Is there anything that you do intentionally with your content, with your fan base, to cultivate an environment of positivity and inclusivity and, you know, genuine kindness and love? Because it's a very divisive world we live in and you can't please everybody. But, you know, when you look at comments, sometimes they're not always exactly in line with what you want to be out in the world. Do you do anything to go out of your way to try and bring people together with your content?
Absolutely. I pride myself in having a very positive space online. And I think the audience you attract is the content you're putting out. You know, I'm always high energy, very positive, get my family involved. And those are the kind of people that want to engage in that sort of content. So if I do see any negativity or, you know, anything along those lines, I know it's not someone who knows me and has been following me for a while. So I don't even pay attention to those sorts of things, you know, no sense in bringing my energy down. And, you know, creating a community, really engaging with my followers. As a consumer of content, I follow people because I feel like they're my friends, even though I've never met them. The kind of content they're putting out there, it's, you have this connection to them, and I want to be that person to my audience. So, you know, really engaging with them, sharing stories, being as raw and real as possible, you know, really attracts people because you are relatable. Even though you have a social media presence, you're just a person. We're just people, and we can relate to everyone.
Amazing.
So let me ask you a question, Melanie. So you're relatively young. You have this new vehicle that's launching your energy, as I see, just knowing you through the screen, your energy. What's next? When you look down, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, where does this, where do you see your next steps, your next platforms going?
Yeah, that's actually a good question, because recently, I've kind of gone through a period where it's, you know, social media is forever changing. It's evolving, trends change, you know, what people are interested in changes. And I was stuck. I was stuck in just creating dance content, and that was it. And it was like, you know, there's so much more out there for me and so many more things that I'm interested in. And what I've been doing in, you know, recent months is having my pages evolve with me, you know, in my life experiences, as I'm, you know, I'm engaged, I'm getting married. So bringing people in on wedding content. And then also another big aspect of social media that I've been taking very seriously recently is affiliate marketing. And I really see the potential for that to grow and take me beyond, because as a consumer of content, I follow influencers and buy from them. I trust these people even through Instagram. It's kind of crazy how you feel that connection to someone, and I'm truthfully buying through these influencers. So really taking that to the next level and integrating that in my content and just sharing everyday products that I'm using or clothing is really the next wave that I could see really taking me to that next level and growing with me.
That's awesome. What's shaking, Melanie?
Hello.
Hello. All right.
You must have seen her dance videos.
Yeah.
You know what's shaking.
The first of my two questions is, James and I look roughly the same age, right?
Right.
I just want to put that to rest. Right.
Awesome. Okay. I don't think that's good. Fair.
Thank you for the ego trip.
One of us likes pancakes a little more than the other.
Yeah. I'm surprised you brought that up in this episode. You told me like six times.
Dude,
you had pancakes this morning.
Are you in my head? That's what I'm going to talk about.
See? Okay, so I'm just saying.
That's so good.
Here's what I was thinking, because you mentioned a long time ago, right? A long time, like 7 minutes ago is a long time, I guess. you were talking about how social media is a place where you can really be you, and people want to see the raw, real you and everything. And so many that are trying to build a community are doing the exact opposite of that. They think that they need to be something else and put themselves out there. And while I was eating pancakes this morning, no joke, right? While I was eating pancakes, I got the notice that we closed on my company going public. And I'm sitting there with my assistant. I'm like, why are we not videoing this? Because I mean, this is the realm. Like, I'm just shoving my face full of pancakes, and there's no glamour, there's no confetti, there's no anything else.
There's no bell.
There's no bell. Exactly. No. Yeah. That's like.
You should ring one for him later. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I would appreciate that.
Of course, Griffin would have rang your bell.
But that's the raw and real of it, right? How do you coach those who think that they need to be something other than themselves? And like, well, I have to be my authentic influencer self. No.
No, it's really crazy how in recent years, that is the raw and real content is what people want to follow. You know, maybe 5 years ago it was the glamour and, you know, that, you know, perfect kind of life that people were, you know, striving or looking to engage in. And nowadays it's, you know, it's really that raw and real authentic self. And when people ask, you know, how to go about being an influencer or whatever, I just say, just be you. We all, you know, we are all so unique in our own way. And so when you post online or just be yourself. Do, you know, I've started a series in the morning where it's just me getting ready for the gym. I'm talking about things that happened, you know, the day before, what I'm about to do, just those little things that people can connect to. Because again, I really, how I like to create my content is, what am I interested in? You know, what am I in engaging in online? And then I want to take those things, because if I'm interested in that, other people must be interested too. So let me try it and let me just be myself. And we are all so unique. And so we all have a opportunity to be a content creator, be an influencer, because we are all so different. And that's the beauty in it.
Love it. Let's go out for pancakes, okay?
Yeah. We'll you should be Dave. So lucky. She's an amazing talent.
I still want pancakes right now.
I'm so hungry right now.
But to that point, though, I want to comment that this is one positive thing about social media. You know, we all speak about some of the negative aspects of it, right? And people growing up on their phones all the time, comparing themselves to other lives that probably aren't realistic. They might be shooting it in a fake plane, which we've seen that set. And it's impossible to measure up to these unrealistic and sometimes quite literally manufactured lives on social media. However, to your point, the creators that are blowing up now that people are interested in are being authentically true to themselves. Mm. And so I think the veil is coming down in a positive way, where if you're going to try and just be a character or put on this guise, fans are smart. They read through it. They look at that and go, nah, that's disingenuous. That's not real. They're not interested. Versus when they see somebody who's being raw and posting things that sometimes you're having a bad day. We never used to post about that, especially when I started doing film and TV. It's like, you do your job, you go home. Nobody knows what you're doing. That anonymity was something that, you know, you craved. It was what the biggest celebrities were doing. Now it's kind of the opposite. The biggest celebrities in the world, the smart ones, are getting on and sharing more personal things. And it's scary. It's weird for me to be vulnerable sometimes. I'm having to relearn this watching people like you in a very positive way. It's exciting, though, because it's the authentic influencers, the authentic creators that are going to become the biggest, the next ones, because people can see through it. Fans are smart. And I think it's a very positive thing, positive trend that social media is going in that regard.
I agree.
Yeah, and what, Mel, you do so well and at such a young age is build a community of people that have that same open mind, open heart, and open hands. And what happens is, over time, and I really stress this at the neighborhood frequency, is this community, you talked about affiliate marketing and how you're focusing more on that. The community of people that are there that align with and resonate with you and your true self, they are a community of people that will buy from each other and sell for each other. And in the end, when you have 7.6 billion people, you talked about almost 3 million podcasts, for example. I've been blessed because haven't had anything that I could fake. You know, I only had who I was, and it was a very unique audience. But what's funny is how many of these top level executives come on the show and say, well, I watch you, Dave.
Yeah.
Because they know that I'm telling their life stories, and whether it's Darren Prince or Eric George or Mike Tannenbaum, we all have fears and challenges, and it's hard to accept when you're such a young age and so amazingly perfect like Melanie. Thank you so much. I look forward. I follow you now. I'm a fangirl, so thank you so much.
I'll follow you if you go off the pancakes.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I'm ready for those pancakes. And if you follow along, it's a lot of, family, happy, very positive content. I'm here to create a happy place for people in this crazy world.
You're amazing. Melanie, you are welcome here with us anytime on Office Hours.